Good morning. Thank you for being here. And I do hope you have your cup of coffee or tea or lemon water, whatever you want. I hope it's not alcohol, but it's the morning. But anyway, you probably are listening to me whenever you can. So I welcome you. Thank you. You mean a lot to me because I have a lot to say. And if you're listening, great. But let's talk about something really important today. And I know that we're going to talk about your stool. Not the three-legged stool or four-legged stool you sit on. I'm talking about digestion and the colon and when you poo or you have a bowel movement. That's such a great place to figure out if you're okay or not. I just laugh when I ask my clients, about their stool if they have problems that bring me to that question. And they've never looked at it. How can you not look at what comes out of your body? Anyway, that's just my opinion. I know it's not fun. And I know you're having your morning coffee, but we're going to start at that end. But now we're going to the other end and want to talk with you about your digestion, because that's where it starts. Funny enough, when I first started school, and especially taking standard process courses for 2 years, which I did on top of nutrition, I found that over and over, the health of the bowel is the health of the person. If your digestion's not good, that's the start. That's everything in homeopathy. It's your sora. It's if you've got to digest your food, it's so important. And you've got to utilize it. You've got to absorb it. You got to utilize it. And we're all running around with parasites. I have never, ever in my quantum biofeedback machine seen somebody that was devoid of them. We live in the world, but they don't overcome a person. In fact, the healthiest people coming to the office are those taking probiotics, because what they've done is actually put in the good guys while the bad guys are sitting there playing havoc in the intestinal tract, the bowel, small, large intestine. And they're actually what we call refluorinating the bowel on a regular basis. We need the good guys. They're good bacteria. We really need them. They will form the health of the bowel. They're the basic start. So a story. I like stories, don't you like stories? Many years ago, I sound like a, okay. Many years ago, I was in an office that actually had a parking lot, many different kinds of businesses around the outside. So I could go out my door, go across the parking lot, and I could go to a hairstylist. And that was great, convenient. I didn't have to get in the car. Loved it. And plus, he was really good. So when I first met him, I walked in and he sat down and we talked very gently. Jerry, lovely man. And he asked me what I did. I said, "Well, I'm right across here and this is what I do." He goes, "Oh, gosh, you could help me. I've got my stomach exploded, my knees hurt, my feet hurt, my back hurts, and I got in a car accident, my neck hurts, and I can't digest any food." I went on and on and on and on and on. Well, I said, "Okay." He cut my hair really well. I said, "How about if I give you a product by standard process for your tip? And I bet you when I come back, you're going to feel better." So I ran back to the office. And I looked great walking in, of course, because I had my hair cut. And I brought him a bottle of betaine hydrochloric acid. It's hydrochloric acid. Our stomach makes hydrochloric acid. And he was downing all kinds of Tums, etc. You know what I mean? Antacids. So that he didn't have acid, but in actuality, he didn't have any acids. And I knew that by his symptoms. We need hydrochloric acid to break down our food. In our stomach, it's not absorbed there, but it starts the process and it has a communication system. When your food goes to your stomach, the hydrochloric acid from the cells in the stomach are telling the pancreas, the the gallbladder, your brain starts working. There's so many, and also the serotonin levels. We go on and on and on how important hydrochloric acid is in your stomach. And yet it's one of the major reasons why people aren't well. And it's the easiest fix to start with. Now, our people have chronic disease and they have other things. Yes, we'll go into that. But just let's say you want something easy and fast. You want to make sure you get enough hydrochloric acid in your stomach on a daily basis. I go back after I give it to Tim, told him, please take just two or three of the a meal. Don't take it without food in your stomach because it's hydrochloric. It'll hold it in your mouth, but it will actually start producing hydrochloric acid yourself. Everything's a feedback loop in the body anyway. So I go back 6 weeks later to get my hair trimmed, and he had lost weight. He looked younger, and he was smiling. He goes, you wouldn't believe what that did. That's all I've done. He said, nothing else. He said, I stopped getting gassy. My stomach stopped getting bloated. My back ached. I don't have it. Well, he's starting to absorb his nutrients, and he's starting to get his body working. Because the stomach's saying, hey, Claire, here we come. Get ready. Well, they couldn't get ready because they weren't saying anything to the rest of the body. We're working as a team here in your body. It's a really big team. And the first head honcho, the first door, is having enough digestive juices. All right. So when you go to Standard Process, the link's below. I'm going to give you, in fact, I'll print out, write it down so that you don't have to, you know, go back and listen and write it down again. But I'm going to give you a number of products that you can go look for, and you will find very fascinating that you will get well in a very short period of time because these are organic whole food supplements. You can read how they make them and what's in them. I might give you a couple ideas. Everything's online, very easy to use, and you can order right there. Use my link, please. I really love the credit for it. Okay, you ready? Betaine hydrochloride is what this gentleman needed. If you're downing a lot of antacids, that's probably where I would start. Unless you're sensitive to hydrochloric acid, and I'll go through that again. My favorite is Zypan. Zypan, Z-Y-P-A-N, Zypan is one of the best digestive enzymes you can find. I mean, we have tons of them in Standard Process. They're all, you'll find tons of them, especially if you look at the digestion, you'll see it goes on. They've just done a miraculous job, but Zypan's been around for a long time. It has all of the digestive enzyme, plus it has hydrochloric acid. And what uses up our hydrochloric acid in our stomach? Everyone. First of all, aging doesn't help. You'll have less and less. That's why I think a lot of older people have very small meals and more often. A lot of people find it healthy, but it is because your digestion is slow and steady. But at the same time, they probably don't have a lot of hydrochloric acid to break it down. And it's a much, much more gentle way of going through life when you're in your 70s, 80s, 90s, or even when you're 40. So Zypan, and you'll remember that, Zypan is basic. The other basic is a probiotic, and you've heard of a probiotic. I know you have. But probiotics come in, have you ever gone to the store and looked at the shelf of probiotics and going, oh my gosh, what do I get? And they're expensive. Standard Process is not. But they can be very pricey. Because it takes a lot to make them. You have to have these good guys. Probiotics are generally, they should be most of your organisms, your bacteria that are meant for your digestion to actually help heal the body and help prevent maladies. You need probiotics. I have a story for you. By the way, Standard Process is named for their probiotic, which is makes it easy, is pro-symbiotic, like pro-life, pro-digestion, pro-symbiotic, because it not only has your probiotic bacteria in it that we need for the intestinal tract, but it also has a prebiotic. Isn't that interesting? It's a prebiotic, right when you first start taking food in. You need something that really starts the juices going so that you can break it down. It's important to break down your food. You don't eat it one, two, three, and gulp. Everybody eats fast. You have to chew it a long time. My dad used to tell me that. He'd say, chew, chew, chew. You're just going too fast. Well, I had no idea how important it was. Because while you're chewing, you're signaling to the rest of the body to really be at their best for the food that you're eating. Plus, it tastes a lot better. Believe it or not, there's some flavors that come through, like a fine wine. If you have enough juices in your mouth, enough hydrochloric acid in your stomach, food can taste really awesome on many different layers. Anyway, onto the probiotic. I have a story for you. There was a woman who came to me early on in my practice when I was using Standard Process 2, and she had all kinds of symptoms, but really her biggest complaint was she was constipated, and she'd been constipated for 10 years. Yeah, and that's why she has complaints, because you get that bowel moving, a lot of your complaints go away. But she just wasn't. Constipation is a big problem. A lot of people have it. Not enough water is your first clue. Do you know that? So if you're constipated or you're having bowels where are pretty sluggish, drink a lot of water in one day and see how fast you go. It generally is a good, general health, a really good way to get your bowels going. And that is also one of the reasons people get constipated is, you know, among many others, is a lack of water. This woman came in with her constipation, and I wanted to be very careful. 10 years is a long time not going to the going having stool and going to the bathroom and clearing out the bowel. And she was on a number of other products, and I said, let's just start with probiotics. So I gave her and by the way, probiotics and the research I found is that if they're true, you know, good guy organisms, nothing else added, they're pretty benign taking a lot of them. You can take a lot of them. I don't think you need to take a lot of them, but you can. And what it will create at the one point when you're refluorinated, you put more good guys in that the bad guys can't live in your intestinal tract, then you will start having looser stools. And that's true. They're not abnormal loose stools. They're just healthy loose stools. So then you quit. You're done. And that was her story. So she started with one in the morning. I like mornings with a good full glass of water. One, and then the next morning she did two, and the next morning she was supposed to take three, and then four, and you guessed it, all the way up until her bowels started working. And she actually came in 3 weeks later and went, it worked. And remember, this is 21 days. She was up to 20. She had been up to 20 the day before. Probiotics in the morning. And all of a sudden, her bowels were normal. She said, I have had the best stool. I am feeling so good. I feel so good. She goes, and I said, please don't take those because your stool is loose now, so just back off. And she called me and said, I think it was a couple months later, I'm still good. I'm taking just two in the morning and I'm really good. See, she refluorinated. She put all these good guys in there and the bad guys couldn't live. So now we've got a probiotic, which is called Prosymbiotic, and two a day is great in the morning. I love them. You can take them at night. Some people prefer. I like that glass of water in the morning. I think it's really good for it to get started. And then do know that the Zypan you have with your food, and that is all your digestive enzymes plus some hydrochloric acid. So those two alone are going to get you started. But let's go on, because I think there are a few more that I will find interesting. I like the gastrofiber. Why? It's a really huge dietary fiber product, but it's got more in there. It has apple pectin. It has colensonia root. And if you don't know what these are, that's fine. Just go online and look. But Standard Process even uses this in their detoxification and weight loss program, because those bowels have to be cleaned. And this is an intestinal and colon cleanser, stool softener. It's meant for the imbalanced GI ecology, or the environment in which everything is inside the tube. I call it the tube. It's not professional language, small large intestine, but I call it the tube. Okay, it also helps with cholesterol. Now, isn't that fascinating? I'm not saying you have to. I'm never telling you to give up medication, ever, ever, ever. But it does help with elevated cholesterol because now you are moving things through the colon. There's even been hints of the type 1 and 2 diabetes getting better just with the gastrofiber. Leaky gut, there's all kinds of things. Now, why? Well, it's a vegetarian product. Gastro is for the gastrointestines. Fiber, it's fiber. Vegetarian product that combines 5 different whole foods and botanicals, including psyllium husk. Now, that's the bulking agent. Collinsonia powder is a healing, it's the root healing agent for the bowel. Apple pectin helps clean the bowel. Fennel seed, fenugreek seed powder. But gastro fiber is real integral part of staying well, especially if you have imbalances in the system. It helps move the bowels and maintains a healthy lining in the GI tract. And it actually helps maintain healthy vessels, walls, and it tones mucosal membranes. So think of gastrofiber if you do have any of those. Now, Zymex is another one, I-Z-Y-M-E-X. And I'm going to talk about Zymex and then Zymex 2, and then we're done. But Zymex is incredible for candida. It's really incredible for candida. You're going to need a whole bottle, 2 in the morning, 2 at night. You can even do 6 if you want to, 2, 2, and 2. But it says it on the bottle, so it's good to follow directions. But it helps with candida, GI tract toxicity, toxemia. As you know, the antibiotics have a way of killing off all your bacteria, including the good ones in your intestinal flora. So it helps build back the flora in the gut, helps with kidney detoxification, toxic bowel. Zymex is pretty incredible. It's actually made from a culture that Standard Process grows, sterilized, of course, mix. And they'll talk about it online, but it breaks down carbohydrate in the GI tract to produce lactic acid, and which helps acidify the GI tract. In fact, Standard Process does make plain lactic acid yeast. I love Zymex. Who doesn't eat? What percentage do you think eat too much sugar in our United States alone? I mean, if you look at the drinks, and they're getting stronger, and kids are running around with all kinds of candida, you know, skin conditions and itching, and it does affect even the GI tract and the reproductive system. And there's even people are saying that candida is the basis cause of all disease. I don't know. It probably sets up an environment for ill health. But besides that, Zymex is a really good product if you are eating sugar. It can replace Zypam. It's really good. Now, Zymex 2, the Roman numeral 2, is incredible for parasites. You're going to laugh. I laugh. Maybe you won't laugh. But it is an enzyme that Dr. Royal Lee actually designed, originally calling it vermidase, because adases are enzymes, and verma is for worms, verma, parasites, worms, enzymes. And what does it do? It actually digests the insects in the tissue. So do you want to just imagine having those worms dissolved naturally by an enzyme, a natural food enzyme? You've got to get Zymex too. You'll have to go through the whole bottle. You know, it's always good, they say, with parasites, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. I have varying opinions on that because I've seen people just not listen to that and keep going. But you know that especially worms lay their eggs, and it's usually a 2-week cycle. It's always good to talk to your doctor or other doctor if you want to and feel more comfortable if you're going to somebody. But Zymex 2 is a natural parasite, flatulent worms. It helps with that tenderness in the stomach, stool mucus, itching anus, weight loss, nervousness, ulcers, constipation. This is all from worms. Even rheumatoid arthritis has been known to go away once the worms go away. And Hulda Clark, she swears that cancer is a relationship between the pancreas and digestion and worms and parasites. You have those two, it's a setup. And she's no longer with us, but her work and her study was astronomical. So let's go natural. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm saying get your body healthy with natural substances. And Zymex 2, I've watched it completely shift people because I can see it on the quantum biofeedback machine. The worms are now no longer ringing their bells. They don't show up. It contains defatted fig and almond bran. Go take a look at it. It does not contain hydrochloric acid. So sometimes if you're really sensitive to hydrochloric acid, you might want Zymex 2 because it has all the digestive enzymes you need. Isn't this fun? I mean, my gosh, it doesn't really take much. So again, Zypan is a good all around. If you have pancreatic enzymes you want, that's Multizyme. But the pre-symbiotic is a great probiotic. And gastrofiber, especially when you want to do some cleansing. You feel like you've had not really good food or it's not been really good for you, want to do some cleansing. The gastrofiber for a week or two can really make a difference. Zymex again for candida and other things. Look online. And Zymex 2 for parasites. Hey, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you understand how important the bowel is. And this is such a wonderful, easy, safe way of approaching it that doesn't, well, you ask the doctor if you're on medications. I don't know if they know about these products, but if they go online too, I've never had anybody have any problems in my practice, but that's my practice. Okay, guys, go in health. I wish you health. I wish you a great day. I wish you an incredible sleep and a very special tomorrow. And God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.